Well, guys, congratulations on Amavatio. It's a terrific win in the Hawkesbury Cup. Rory Hutchins rode the horse fantastically well, and that just shows you what sort of an apprentice he is under Chris Weller's tutorage there up in Sydney. And look, who would have thought we'd be here where we are now after buying me the Magic Millions some 4 years ago. He's been a terrific horse for us, and still relatively lightly raced. Chris has got to be commended for the way he's placed the horse throughout his whole career. Still very lightly raced for a rising 6-year-old. And I'm sure he's got another 2-3 years good racing left in him. Obviously, when he wins these races, his rating goes up, so it does become a little bit harder and might force him to race in the better company. But you know, Chris has thrown everything at him so far in his career, and he's lifted every time, so hopefully he can do that in the coming years as well. But he really doesn't have to do any more than what he's done so far. The rest of it's all just a bonus. And yeah, really proud of the way he toughs it out at the end of his race. He really zooms home, and he wants to win. He's a winner. So looking forward to his next two runs up in Queensland. I'm pretty sure it's the 28th of May at Doomben, and then on the 11th of the 11th of June at Eagle Farm. I think it's the first Eagle Farm meeting back after having 18 months off. I'm sure it's going to suit him, because I heard the track's a little bit shifty, and Ammo doesn't mind that sort of ground. So looking forward to catching up with a few owners in Queensland. I won't be there on the 28th. I'm taking my wife away for her birthday, her 40th. But I'll see a few of you there on the 11th of June. Cheers, guys, and take care.